This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and the General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Our correspondent reports that Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. The winter session of Parliament will commence today. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of the Parliament on Tuesday on account of the commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussions on several issues. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish higher standards of decorum in Parliament. The full interview can be heard on the Surkhiyon Mein program of Akashwani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Hectic political activities are underway in Maharashtra as merely 48 hours are left for the BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance to form the new government in the state. The term of the current Eknath Shinde-led government will expire on Tuesday. The alliance comprises the BJP, the Shiv Sena, and the NCP registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar held separate meetings with newly elected MLAs of their respective parties. Addressing a press conference, BJP leader Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Maharashtra will not have a leader of opposition. This will be the first time in six decades that the Maharashtra Assembly will not have a leader of the opposition. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led India Bloc leader Hemant Soren met Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi yesterday and staked his claim to form the government. He tendered his resignation as Chief Minister to the Governor before staking claim. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will take place on the 28th of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Rome yesterday on a three-day visit to Italy. He will travel to the Italian town of Fuji to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also participate in the 10th edition of the MED Mediterranean Dialogue in Rome. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 2 days. Isolated heavy rainfall is also likely over Kerala, Mahi, coastal, south coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against host Australia on day three of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.